morning, everybody, and once again, just to say thank you to you all for responding to our invitation to be here this morning. I was thinking invitations draw people into relationship with one another. Most of us at one time or another have been invited to dinner. It deepens our friendship with the person who has invited us, but it also draws us into a relationship with those who are invited along with us. And that's how Eucharist works too. And that's the meaning of the theme of our Congress, the Eucharist, communion with Christ and with one another. It reminds us, in the words of the Second Vatican Council, of two essential truths which have inspired every Christian community since that first evening when Jesus gathered the disciples for the Last Supper. The first thing is that Jesus invites us into an intimate relationship with himself around the table of the Word and of the Bread of Life. But the second is that by taking our places at the table of the Lord, we also enter into communion with everyone else who has been invited. And that also includes those who, for one reason or another, are unable to be present. People like the homeless, the prisoners, the emigrants, those who have been alienated in one way or another. They are all our brothers and sisters. They are all invited to be sharers in the banquet which the Lord has prepared. And we're challenged by being present in our relationship with them and our responsibility towards them. So that's an essential part of what the Congress is about. In our preparations for the Eucharistic Congress, we've been asking people to think of the Congress as a journey rather than just an event. And as the Cardinal mentioned, we're still talking to people who have very fond memories of the Congress in 1932. And some of them talk about the journeys they made on foot, on bicycle, on donkeys and carts from various parts of Ireland to come to the Congress. We expect it may be easier for people to come this time, but what we're asking them is to take on a different challenge, and that's the challenge of an interior journey, a journey of renewal. And that's where the symbolism of the Eucharistic Congress bell comes in. The Dominican sisters in Port Stewart in County Antrim had this bell, which was a call to prayer on a daily basis of a religious community. And they have kindly lent us this bell, which was also used for the launching of the millennium, the jubilee year in Glendalough in 2000. And the bell will be carried from parish to parish, from diocese to diocese around the country, and hopefully will join us also at the World Youth Day in Madrid. As a symbol of the invitation to prayer, to faith, to reconciliation, to mission. And we're also very happy that indications are coming already that it will be an ecumenical journey as well, because members of other Christian traditions have expressed an interest in joining in this journey with the bell.